Reaser, St. Helena, California, September 29, 1908. Elder Reaser, 257 South Hill Street, Los Angeles, California. Dear brother, if you and your wife desire to remain in Los Angeles a short time for the reason named in your letter, I am sure no one could object. I would not say to you to do otherwise than you propose, and I am sure there will be no forbidding on the part of any others. Mercy and judgment go hand in hand. I feel a deep interest in you and your wife. You have had your lessons to learn with every true disciple of Christ. If you will put your trust in His infinite wisdom, the Lord will guide you at every step and in every decision. I know that it is wisdom for you to have a change in your administration. If in your new field of labor you are placed in a position of responsibility, be careful that the medical missionary work is not neglected. The world is a vast lazar house of disease, physical and spiritual disease. Everywhere people are perishing for lack of knowledge of the truths that have been committed to us. The members of the churches need to be awakened, that they may realize their responsibility to impart the truth to those who know it not. The practice of medical missionary work will open many doors for labor in spiritual lines and will be much appreciated in your new field of labor. My message to you is, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah 60, verse 1. This glory is to be revealed in and through you to the souls who need the comfort and encouragement that you can give them. You are to be the Lord's light-bearers to the world. For you to engage in secular business would be a great mistake. If you will cherish and follow the light, a very rich experience will come to you. You are not to walk in darkness, but as a reformer, your light is to increase. You have the ability to see the things that need to be done, and it is your privilege to become a wise shepherd of the sheep. Let tenderness and love come into your heart and into your home, and into all your dealings with others. Wherever you labor, bear in mind that you have an individual responsibility to become a tender shepherd of the sheep. Do not seek to drive, but do your work as a faithful and tender guardian of the Lord's blessed flock. They need not the uplifted whip, but the hand that will feed them, and the heart of tenderness and love that will minister to them comfort and help. I am instructed to say to you, let your influence encourage. Learn the Christ science of prevailing prayer. Go to your new field of labor in the fear of God, and feed the flock of God with pure provender, thoroughly winnowed from the chaff. Teach the truth in simplicity, so that the little child can understand it. The Lord has a purpose in moving you to a missionary field, and He wants you to carry with you a sense of your individual responsibility. You are to be taught of God. His word is to be your lesson book. Learn of me, says the great teacher, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. Let the tenderness and meekness of Christ be seen in your life. You have much to learn in this respect. Christ is calling upon you personally to do your utmost in His service. Look not to others to see if they are doing all their duty, but look to self. If you are daily converted to the service of God, your influence will be Christ-like, and through your instrumentality, souls will be converted to the truth, souls whom God can use as channels of light. God will accept your consecrated efforts. He will use you to save souls who are now looking for the right way, and through your efforts, they may be led to the light. There are many who are in darkness, who are groping to find their way to a more exalted experience. They know that a knowledge of the way is found in the teachings of Christ. Lead these, my brother, to the narrow way that leads through the straight gate to eternal life. This will call for unselfish effort, which you must learn more fully how to give. Again I say, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Show that you have a living interest in the medical missionary work. Study the Bible and the works of Christ most diligently. God has given abundant light, showing how we should carry forward the medical missionary work in the world. Those who study and practice the instruction given on health reform will be greatly blessed, both spiritually and physically. The knowledge gained of the needs of the being will prove one of the greatest blessings, for it will lead to the administering of help that will safeguard souls against the evils that are coming upon all classes and conditions of people. Practical health reform will reveal in a remarkable manner the wisdom of God made perfect in weakness. In seeking to make reforms in these last days, we are to walk in all the light God has given. None need wait until called to some distant field in order to be in this work. A home reading circle can be formed that will give simple lessons in the principles of health reform. Let us educate to discard the reading of fictitious works. Bring into the home that class of literature that will give true knowledge to young and old. Thus all will be benefited. Our time should not be spent in searching for literature that is above the comprehension of the average mind. The Word of God is the most profitable book to read. It is elevating to the morals. It clearly defines our duty, and its language is the most simple. Close the door to all frivolous and cheap reading. As a father and mother, I exhort you to take up this work. Influence the youth to study and to read that class of reading that will elevate the mind and prepare them for a place in the school above, and qualify them to inherit that life that measures with the life of God. There, Christ will lead his people to the fountains of living waters and to the tree of life. He will open to the mind glories which in this life they have not been able to comprehend. It is the privilege of the youth to say, "The Lord has given me my sight and hearing for his glory. I will close my ears to that which is foolish and cheap. I will read that word that will fit me for a place in the home Christ is preparing for those who have sanctified their souls by obedience to the truth. My voice shall proclaim the glory of God. Every power of my being shall be consecrated to God." We have a work to do in this life to refine and purify the soul, preparing it for the future immortal life. Let us cleanse ourselves from all cheapness of word and thought. Let us engage fully in his service, performing errands of mercy in his name. May the Lord bless you all, is my prayer.